Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door. I remember singing that song when I was a child, and I've wondered if maybe I didn't have enough faith when I prayed, or when a prayer wasn't answered the way I wanted it to be. Well then, how do we pray? How do we get into that inner circle? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, one of my favorite verses. But you know, there are four shalls in that verse. So I guess that what that means is that it will happen. There are no maybes. I remember when I was in a crisis situation, losing my home, I went to my dear pastor Zach and in desperation asked him what I should do. And his counsel to me was to praise and thank him. As you can imagine, I nearly came unglued. Well, what kind of a godly counsel is that? I came to you for some answers, and that's the best you can do? He said, what have you got to lose? Try it. I was in a crisis. I couldn't see God's guidance through my pain, fear, and uncertainty. So very, very reluctantly, I tried it. I went before the Lord with tears on my face and said, I'm scared. I'm afraid I'll be homeless. But if my house, my fear, is standing between you and I, then take it all. I want you. It was then that I could say, I praise you for even this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. I believe that we have a tendency to pray the problem and not the answer. We seek God's blessings and not His purpose. We don't trust Him. His word clearly states, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If we seek Him first, the blessings will come. If I seek His face, His hands will lift me up and bring me closer to Him. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, 8-9. Our vision is limited and pretty one-sided. What's in it for me? Me, my, mine, I. Unbeknownst to me, I had my house before the Lord. I was so concerned about my security that I couldn't consciously trust God to take care of my needs. At the time, the most frightening action to take was to let go and let God. When I confessed to God how I felt, gave it to Him, He not only understood, but worked it out so well that it was all restored to me and I never lost my home. That started me on a quest to seek Him, to get to know Him. A thirst started building. Who is this God that cares so much for me? What does He want from me? How can I be His friend? How can I talk with Him, fellowship with Him, entertain Him, have Him over to live with me daily? I started to study His word and what He had to say about a relationship with Him. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, I found, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Trust. What an all-encompassing word. That is the root and the heart of the matter. I dare you to let go, to trust Him and His word. Is it easy? No. Sometimes you just have to take that leap and free fall. I guarantee He'll catch you. Try it. What have you got to lose? So you say to me, so if I seek Him first and trust Him with all my heart and do this with thanksgiving, He'll do what, you say? In Jeremiah 29:11-13, He says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Let's pray. Father God, I'm scared. I'm having a hard time letting go. I know you are God, but sometimes I find it hard to trust you. Here I am before you. I let go, and I thank you for my circumstances. Your word says that your thoughts are higher than mine, and your ways are higher than mine. I put it all in your hands to work out according to your will. You know best. Give me the strength and wherewithal to leave it in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.